broadcasting from Studio G in West Hollywood, California. It's Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk. Holiday special.
You're invited to our end of the year holiday party panel. Former co-hosts reunite to examine this year's Forbes highest earning celebrities, canceled 2017 TV shows, and it's time for the annual Grant's Rants Goop Gift Guide Gift Exchange. And an award is given out for who needs to give it up in 2018. Grab a cocktail, because this party starts now. Let the ranting begin. We're here for the end of the year Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk Extravaganza Party. And just everything. Here we are with a full table full of fun people getting ready to talk about some end of the year dirt. We're going through some lists. Gifts will be exchanged and an award. So what more do you want? Here we go. Let's talk about it. It's me. It's Grant's Rants. And people from all over the episodes. So this is what? Episode 78? Bringing it like from the beginning to the middle to the end. Here we go. Let's get into it. Who's here? But James Law Jr.
It's me.
Welcome.
Thank you.
I would like to say everyone's in black and white tones here. This is a white and black party, so good for you for doing that. Thank you. And Megan Stecker's here. Hello.
Hi. Good to be back.
Thank you for coming back to the show.
Thank you.
And Jesse D'Angelo as well.
Keeping with the trends of only being here for the group podcast.
And from New York.
From all the way from New York.
Yes. Allie Del Franco is here, and I'm so glad that you're on the show in person.
Yeah.
We did the
I'm
first
a real
one over
person.
Skype. We did the show over Skype, so it's nice to bring. So, look at this, we're just on the East Coast. And just at the door, Mark J. Freeman is
hello,
here.
Hello, hello,
hello. Hello, welcome to the show.
Man of few words.
You'll be saying
for now.
Yes. Yes. And let's get into it. Fern Rone is here as well.
Hi.
Fern, you're the only one who's done all three with me.
I've
done all three of these Christmas shows. Yes. Yes.
So good to be
welcome
here.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
And from a year ago, here we are. Jay Ellis is here.
Hi, Grant. Hi, everyone.
Hello. And if that's not enough people for you, get ready, because a few others will likely be popping in throughout this show. So there's a lot of opinions in one room sitting around one table in a very small studio. So let's get going and talking about Forbes, the top 10 most high-earning celebrities of this year. I think everyone would like to know from the top, there are no Kardashians on this list.
Wow. Really?
So there's a Kardashian-free zone, much
thank
like
God.
The show. Thank God.
Thank God.
So let's get into it. Let's take a look at some people, see if we're surprised or not. 10, LeBron James, 86 million. Boring.
Who?
Yeah.
Oh, wrong.
I'm from Cleveland, so Phil James.
Oh, that's right.
James Patterson is on this list. He was on last year.
Oh, mm-hmm. I'm a writer, so go James Patterson.
Yeah. Like he does everything. Like young adult books, he does kid books, he does everything. Everything.
Yeah, and now a lot of his stuff is being made.
Yeah.
And
yes,
stuff
like
LeBron James does good things too.
Who? if for an author, I'm happy that James Patterson's it, because I know that he works hard, right?
Like, yeah, but he also has people write with him,
yeah,
so they write book and then he puts his name on it.
And that's what he's doing with Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton is writing a thriller novel.
Oh.
What? Or Boy Bill's number three.
Married to Hillary, you better. Just kidding.
I like it.
Not really.
number 8. Now, these groups, they make a lot of money, but they have to divide it up. 88 million Coldplay. Now, I'm very bored
that's
by their
surprising.
Music.
I am shocked that they're in there, but they do.
They're making a lot of money.
They said that it's attributed to their Head Full of Dreams tour, where they got $5 million a city.
Yeah.
So, Howard Stern, $90 million this year, and he's investing in mobile apps and all this stuff, but he gets 8 figures from SiriusXM. I didn't know they made that much at SiriusXM.
He does. They don't.
Yeah.
He does.
Yeah.
They don't. He does.
Yeah.
They don't. He does.
Yeah. He's the anchor of that whole system.
He is a master interviewer personality. He really gets things out of people.
And he knows who to put on the show.
Exactly. Yeah. He's really good. I follow him. He's really good.
Yeah. I don't mind him.
Yeah.
It was strangely enough, because I was brought up to hate him.
Yes.
Like, my family like hated him and like could not listen to him. And I kind of like him.
Yeah.
The Weeknd, 92 million. Boring. I'm sorry, boring.
Boy.
I'm so boring.
Wait, Vampire Weekend? Which
no,
just the Weekend, the one with the bad haircut.
Okay. Yeah. Starboy song.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Who is
that?
Oh, well, there's something Starboy.
Oh, it's a song?
That was a big record.
Yeah, a huge record. Yeah.
He got over $1 million per stop on his tour.
Nothing to name.
Just watch.
I like the Spice Girl doesn't sing it, I don't know.
Oh, I love the Spice Girl.
Same.
Little Spice Girls.
So let's look at the next one. This also returning on the list, number 5 of the most high-earned celebrities, according to Forbes, Cristiano Ronaldo.
Oh,
okay. 90 million, named for FIFA's best player, 4th time in a row.
Soccer, yeah.
You know, he's got a deal with Nike, and Portugal renamed a local airport after him.
Really? Wow.
Local.
Took my title.
That's my new ceiling.
I'm bored, though.
I have an airport bathroom named after.
Just a stall mark, don't oversell.
Yeah. Wait, is there's no, like, age on this list? It's just celebrities?
No, just celebrities, yeah. Just what they made this year.
I want to see, like, Judge Judy on this list.
Oh, my God, I would love that.
Yeah.
She deserves to be on this list.
She's probably number 11.
Number four.
Judge Judy.
No, another one. Boring. Drake. 94 million.
He's
the most streamed artist on the planet.
Yeah, his songs
so,
are huge.
I mean, good for him, I guess. But he has his tour, that deal with Apple, Sprite, and Nike, so that's where all that money comes from.
Yeah.
So, before we get into the top three, Britney Spears, number 89 on the list out of 100. Still placing after all these years.
I'm surprised Vegas. She's not higher, because Vegas.
Oh my God,
that residency was big for her.
Yeah.
Do you see those random videos she posts of her fashion shows?
Yes.
They're everything.
The best Instagram ever.
Let me just say,
I love them.
Let me just say, it's not a segment on the show, but the person who's living their best life in 2017 is Britney Spears, and that's officially if you followed her this year, she's got the man, the money, the songs, everything. Number three.
Judge Judy.
I wish. No, J.K. Rowling is on this list.
Oh, yeah.
Journal writer. Yeah. $95 million she's made this year. A lot of it is attributed to Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. Mm-hmm. The play is sold out through 2018.
And Universal, maybe.
And Universal. Yeah, she's a journalist.
Oh, yeah,
Universal,
right.
Having presence there.
Also, Fantastic Beasts. Her.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sorry.
It's the next thing. Yeah. No, you're right.
I'd be shocked for J.K. Rowling to not be on this list for the rest of her life. Like, in the top 10.
She's like,
she is going nowhere.
Number two, Beyonce is on the list. $105 million dollars made this year.
Of course.
Husband, though, Jay-Z, only 55.
Wow,
Well, he didn't make 55. He's number 55 in the list. I don't know how much he made. I missed that part. I was too bored. So she got 9 figures from the Formation World Tour. But most of 17, it said she was just trying to be a mom. So literally, she just made that money from her tour.
And probably from that baby picture. Wasn't that the...
Yeah.
Most whatever... Whatever.
It's the most liked photo on Instagram in 2017.
That's what we meant.
Yeah, we're getting there.
You don't get money for that.
I looked at a lot of lists to prepare for the show. Like, what's the most? Now, as far as Instagram goes, it's all the usuals. Cristiano Ronaldo's on there. Celine is on there. Right. Yeah, it's all who you think would be in the top.
But see, the thing with Beyonce, it's good because they always say you should make money while you're sleeping. That's always that phrase. So she's making money.
Nice.
Just making money.
Yeah,
I love that campaign that Ellen DeGeneres had where she was trying to get Beyonce to follow her. Did you guys see that?
Oh, yeah.
That
was really funny.
Out.
Yeah, it was good.
Because Beyonce follows nobody.
Nobody.
So she was like, please, like, just follow me.
Oh.
Come on. She had other celebrities like tweeting and stuff. Did Beyonce follow Ellen?
Any quick guesses on the number one top earner in 2017?
Oprah?
You know my guess.
It's 2017, though. I doubt her soup sells out.
The figure is 130 million.
I would actually go Taylor Swift.
Is it Taylor?
Oh, T Swift.
Lady Gaga.
No.
Not
Sean Diddy Combs is the
what?
Number
one. What?
Okay.
Why? Where is the money coming from?
I know. Well, Ciroc. I'm like, okay, really? I mean, how much money are we making with Ciroc?
No one's buying Ciroc anymore.
And then. He had a tour, that Bad Boy Family Reunion tour. And he sold, this is it, he sold a third in Sean John.
Bad Boys for Life.
Who bought that?
Well, and everybody's dreaming in 2017 because of who got elected in 2016.
True. So they're getting
maybe,
that Ciroc.
Maybe I'm misunderstanding.
Well, he has a new show coming out too called The Four.
Yes.
He's probably producing that. Also.
I never would have put him there, though. That's a
number one.
A little side note: he knows who I am. Said my name on a podcast.
Oh, he said your name on a podcast.
He said, James Lott Jr., leave me alone. That's not meant for
I'm going to speak at a school in New York. So I'm very excited. so excited you said my name.
All right, it's time to an in memoriam, if you will, of shows that have died.
I'm talking about food. All right,
shows
that are really dead. And it's a list that perhaps a lot of these shows should be gone. Some were one seasoners, others just had their run and they did their time and that's it. So let's take a look at a few of them. I think one of the most ones that we have the most opinions about is The Death of Girls on HBO after 6 seasons. I'm so glad to see this show go.
Yeah, it was time.
It was time.
That's the best
was
way
that
to put
the
it.
One that had the nipple episode at the end? Like the pilot was literally about
nakedness.
Her breastfeeding. Or the ending finale?
She was a mom.
She had a baby.
No, the ending one was she moved to Iowa, I think, or something. Something ridiculous.
Why?
I don't know. I fell off of that show years ago.
I did watch the finale not long ago, and I can't tell you what happened. I don't remember.
Yeah, it was a blur.
It wasn't memorable.
I liked the male characters.
It ended in April, so.
Yeah. I didn't really care for the few. I didn't care for the girls. I liked the male characters. I thought they were very interesting.
Surprise. They were well.
Yeah. Well, so no one's missing that one.
No.
Bates Motel, another one. Kind of a popular show.
Yeah.
A&E, that ended.
What's
the name? Anyone watch that?
I did a lot at the beginning, then I kind of here and there. But I love Freddie Highmore.
Yeah.
Well, he's on a hot show now, The Doctor.
Yeah.
So he made a good decision there.
He's got the only show ABC has right now. Have you seen their ratings?
You and ABC.
He's
like the feud of the century.
Total mess.
I think Bates, though, had an end point. Like, they knew that this was the finale because they had to have Marion Crane, and that was Rihanna, which was great. But I think that they knew that they were ending season 5.
Yeah.
Stop trying to make Rihanna an actress. Sorry, that's my quick rant. Stop trying to make her an actress.
Ocean's 8.
And did anyone watch? I feel like it went on. It says 7 seasons. This was more like 10. Pretty Little Liars. They dragged the show on for so long.
For the books. Fern. They were they were the books. Yeah, they're great. It's fun. They're juicy, guys.
I never watched it.
Did it hold your attention enough to watch the show from beginning to end on Freeform?
Never watched the show. Read the books.
Same. Never watched
more of a scholar than
everybody know he reads.
Every time I saw a teaser for the next week, it was like,
A.
We killed so and so. What are we going to do? It's coming. We're going to tell you.
Yeah.
It's time. And then they have like not Thanksgiving, Halloween specials. And if they're not going to reveal the person, like, what's the point of watching the special?
Yeah.
Like, everybody, they were just courting people to watch this show to find out who A was for like literally 10 years. glad that's
over. How do you really feel?
glad that's done.
The ranting is beginning.
Anyway, Orphan Black, that had a lot of buzz around it. 5 seasons. It ended the summer/fall. Who watched that?
That was
my mom loved it. She loved it.
Yeah,
I think I was the one who wrote on the paper. I loved it. And Tatiana Maslany is like a force to be reckoned with. I can't wait to see what she does.
Yeah.
But that show had run its course by like season 3. They probably should have ended after that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So to let it go. What else? Girl Meets World, Disney Channel, a show that had a lot of attention.
Wait, what season did it get to?
3rd.
Only 3 seasons. Ended this year.
I liked it. Actually, I thought it was admirable Boy Meets World, of course, was the legend.
Uh-huh.
I thought you were doing a great job. I liked both the actresses and
Fuller House?
I haven't watched Fuller House.
Yeah, it was basically just a reincarnation of what they did in the past.
But Corey was the teacher.
Was the dad.
Oh,
I see.
Yeah, he's teacher of the class too.
I think when they bring a show back, there's an initial interest because you're so excited to have something come back from your childhood or, you know, at whatever point in your life it existed. But then once it comes back, you're like, I don't know if I really want this.
Like, I would have been satisfied as a Jimmy Fallon sketch.
Like,
you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, when they bring back the old shows and then...
Well, it didn't appeal to me at all. I don't watch anything on the Disney Channel.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I forget that it was even around. 3 seasons. That's 3 more than I thought it had. I mean, who knew?
I was too cheap for the Disney Channel. I was a Nick girl. I think I actually got almost all the way through the first season of that. But then I just kind of... They definitely were aiming for the younger girl crowd rather than, I think, bringing back the older fans. Like,
did they get divorced or something? Because that would have been exciting.
No.
Oh, I don't think so, right? Like, a perfect little...
How dare. Like, a dark
Yeah, right? Like, cheating and
Corey and Topanga forever.
Yeah. That's not his baby. Like, I want to see that.
Another show that ended its run in 2017... Imaginary Mary. We talked about this on the show. Rachel Dratch.
I always think, wait, which show?
Rachel Dratch. So talented. Love her. And they like, when I found out she literally was playing an animated, like, puppet or a character. I was like, this poor woman cannot, like, no one will put her on TV. And it's horrible. I think she's so talented. And it was such an insult that they finally gave her a role and she's playing like a troll.
No, what now, didn't it get critical acclaim at first? I thought it did at first, didn't it?
What?
I thought it got critical acclaim at first.
Critical acclaim? I don't know.
I don't know at first.
Fame.
I kind of want to say I doubt that.
I don't know.
I'm like, no, like, I was shocked. I heard, like, I read some good reviews about it. I was like, really?
But it sucks because that's literally what she was so against. Like, in her book, she talked about how when she moved to LA, that it was the epitome of, she felt like a normal person walking around New York. And when she moved to LA, she felt like a troll. Yeah. So it's like, that's where I respected her. So,
and that book was fantastic. I would love to work with her.
Was it A Girl Walks Into a Bar? What was her
name?
Yeah, was good. That was really good.
It was a good book, so I feel bad for her doing this. Famed Scientologist Jenna Elfman starred in this series.
But it's funny, some show, like, I like a show called Wilbur. It was on FX. And it was what's his name? Oh my God!
Wilfred, is it Elijah Wood?
But yeah, Elijah Wood play. I mean, and this guy. But actually, I liked the show. It was very funny and irreverent. And this guy was a big dog, but he was a person playing him. And I thought sometimes things can work. Sometimes, but you never know.
I never even heard of this Imaginary Mary.
Daytime divas helmed by the star Jones from ABC's The View is dead. And
she's a lawyer.
And Son of Zorn. I know we all watched it on Fox.
So sad.
Sadly, that died.
How many seasons did that get to?
Barely one.
Yeah, they say four
barely
episodes.
Barely one. Yeah.
See, I don't want to start a Jones fan, so I couldn't even. I had no desire to turn to Daytime Divas. Just no desire.
See, I liked what's her face? Vanessa
Barbara
Williams.
Walters.
No. No.
Oh, Grant's out of the room. I'm sorry.
I'm leaving my own show, my own home.
Sorry to have done that.
Oh, this is good, but...
Ugh. Yeah, no, Daytime Divas didn't hit for me either. So, anyway, no one's going to miss any of these shows. It's just fun to give a moment of what's dead. So, let's take a look at the Barbara Walters Award will be given out for not knowing when to hang it up in 2017. This is digging deep back into the past of this year. Who have we ragged on this show? Who really is just done? Like, and who should maybe start to think about hanging it up, like getting in the process? Mm-hmm. So
I'm not going to say.
Your voice will be heard, Mark. We will be able to cast our votes to evict from 2018. The nominees, here they are. Nicki Minaj, first nominee number one. Overexposed, comma, annoying. Whoop. And did you see the paper magazine?
Oh, yes, I did.
What a cry for attention. She's literally performing oral sex on herself in paper magazine.
What? There's like three of her. It's like,
there's three of her, yeah.
Hey, Siri, remind me to pick up paper magazine.
No one needs to see it. So thirsty. She's so desperate for attention.
Oh, my.
I'm done with Nicki Minaj. Andy Cohen, should he hang it up? Kathy Griffin, he drew it out. He didn't know when to hang it up with that, with saying, I don't know her, I don't know her, I don't know her. All through LAX. That was really annoying when she helped him win an Emmy. I mean, at least acknowledge her presence.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm also adding him to this list because that tour he does with Anderson Cooper, annoying.
Yeah.
Unnecessary. I don't get how those tickets are not cheap. They get people to go and pay big money to just sit, watch these two guys on couches talk.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Also, I think number third, well, sitting on this list, the third person that should perhaps hang it up, Catch Me Outside Girl. This was this year.
Was it really?
Megan and I talked about her on this show. She's still, this was 2017. So now she's getting in fights with people on social media to remain relevant, including some girl, I don't know, a rapper, Chanel West Coast. Ever heard of her?
Who that?
Ain't nobody heard of this. Is she that blonde chick who is on
Robin Big.
Robin Big, yeah.
Oh, wow. She's getting in a fight with her. And she's rumored to have a full ride at Harvard.
For what?
Not true.
Chanel.
No. That's untrue. It is
fake
rumored.
Yes.
So, Danielle, someone. Catch me outside, girl. You're on the list. All right. Also up for the also a nominee for the Barbara Walters Award for not knowing when to hang it up. Barbara Walters herself. She, this Corey Feldman thing.
Oh, Corey.
So she interviewed him years ago. She stumbled through the interview, and you know, she sat across from him, and she was really, he was talking about the pedophilia in the Hollywood business and all of this. And she's like, "Well, you're damaging an entire industry. What are you saying right now? What are you doing?" And he was there really speaking his truth. And then we said also on this show, that Getty Dunn podcast, the ex-executive producer Bill Getty, could you imagine listening to that podcast? He said he credits Barbara for the whole exposing of everyone in Hollywood because of that interview. So I'm livid over this. So Barbara Walters, you belong on this list, and it's time for you to hang it up. Next on the list, Real Housewives of Orange County. I'm giving it to Tamra and Vicky. The feud, the back and forth. Is it time to hang it up?
Ooh, both of them.
Well, didn't they hug at the
both
end?
Both of them.
Didn't they hug at the end?
I'm still tired. I don't care about a hug. It might be time. I'll see. Also on this list, American Idol. ABC, it's might be time to really hang this up permanently. Now they're running ads. It's coming back in March. Yep. And so it's the sad. Usual. It's the bus comes down an American twisty road, and the people with the numbers on them, the inspirational music. We've seen it and seen it. So American Idol, I mean, I think you're going to do more than think about hanging it up. And lastly, last person who really should consider hanging it up after 2017 ends, Lena Dunham. This one with the stunts. Girls is over. It's time to retire. Just go away. She defended a writer of a show who's accused of raping an underage girl, and she said that she on a podcast. Granted, this was in December of 2016, but I'm lumping it in because it's annoying. She said that she wished she had an abortion. Okay, right. That the room went silent with that one.
Yeah.
And that naked picture she posted in June. Does anybody remember that? Yeah. That gratuitously naked picture of her with all the tattoos and all that, just to express her body or whatever. So there's we need to take a minute.
You missed some other people, but yeah.
This is as much as I could handle, James. We're taking a break because I need to get a breath of fresh air after all these annoying people. And we're going to cast our votes to evict. And when we come back, gifts will be exchanged from the Gwyneth Paltrow's Goop Gift Guide. Get ready. That and more right here on Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk Holiday Party Panel.
Still looking for a gift for someone in your life? May I recommend Harry's? Harry's are quality blades that deliver a nice smooth shave. I've recently switched to Harry's myself, and I don't miss my electric razor, so I highly recommend them. You guys can check them out and support the podcast all at once. Harry's is so confident that you're going to love their blades, they'll give you their trial shave set for free when you sign up at harrys.com/grantsrants. Just pay for shipping. Over 3 million guys have switched to Harry's, and I can tell you, I'm a fan of them as well. So make sure you claim your free trial offer from Harry's today, a $13 value for free when you sign up. Just cover shipping. Your free trial set includes a weighted ergonomic razor handle, 5 precision engineered blades with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, and a travel blade cover. To get your free trial set, go on over to harrys.com/grantsrants right now. That's harrys.com/grantsrants. And we're back with the full panel here celebrating the holidays at Grant's Rants. The votes are in, and we'll have to wait for the results later in the show. So let's take a look first. And I want to say a special thank you to listener of the show, Ida Greenfield, who is now pledging more money to Grant's Rants on Patreon. God bless you. Have a great Christmas. Thank you very much.
Aww. Love you, Ida.
For all my supporters and everyone who's listened to this show, I can say that the show has never performed better and it's doing really well, and I'm very, very thankful because there's been a lot of changes since I've started this show. I was unemployed and in between jobs, and I've had many since, and it's still going very strong. So for that, Thank you for all the support and listening to the show and being so active on social media with it as well. I appreciate it.
That speaks to you.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Yes. Thank you. It's, I started this job this year, and I was told that I would have to kind of shed some things, and I would absolutely not give up the show. That was like the one thing I will not do. So the good news is I'm going to continue with the show, and we're just going to keep it going. So I'm very excited about that. That's how I can say that on the show. So
yes.
God willing, knock on wood. Yes. So let's keep it moving. I bought gifts for you guys. I spent a lot of money again.
Every year, Grant, you say you're not going to do it again.
And last year, I got a $10,000 yurt. So I don't know how am I going to get a better gift than that? Yurt.
Well, there's more coming. In this box in front of you all, please select one gift. And we're going to take a look at what each of us have received. There's a quote on each of these gifts from Goop. I'm hoping it's from Gwyneth herself. And then a little bit of a description on what is in the box. You know, each of these items. So
what's in the box? Oh, wait to the end. Yeah.
Oh, can we read?
I thought it would be.
Yes. So one at a time.
Are you the last one?
I'll take the last gift. Why not? Yeah. So let's go look at who wants to go first. Megan, what did I give you? I forgot.
The Gentner Design Chocolate Cutter with price upon request. It must be pretty damn pricey.
It is pricey. Yes.
The quote for this gift that Gwyneth probably chose herself is, in love with the cocoa.
Trying too hard, Gwyneth. Trying too hard.
I guess.
What is it exactly?
To describe it a little more, inspired by a past romance, this mini table allows you to cross-cut a peanut butter cup into quarters. Who needs hands?
I love it. So a Reese's peanut butter cup can be cut into quarters with a table.
Wow. It's the most interesting. It looks like it's just covered in gold and...
Well, it is very expensive, and the price isn't even available.
How much is it?
TBA.
Unbelievable. Yes. $1 million. Thank you.
You're
I love
welcome.
Reese's peanut butter cups.
Yes, you're welcome. Now you can, eat it in good quadrants. Jesse, what did I give you?
Grant, I just want to say thank you so much, and I'm sorry for anyone who's probably going to get a lesser great gift than this, because mine is a personal yellow submarine.
Wow.
Look at that.
It is priced by request, and her quote is, you know, for when the yacht's in the shop.
She's
so obnoxious. It's designed to be towed or carried by super yachts, you know, where you're more likely to able to be living in. That's not English. It lets you take the party underwater so you can enjoy the vibrant sights at depths of over 520 feet.
Look at that. Wow. A yellow submarine. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Look at that. Yeah. Ridiculous. I mean, really, who makes this list? I mean, we know. All right, Allie, what did I give you?
I feel bad I didn't get you anything. You got me Sotheby's Reality Private Island in Belize for $6 million.
Wow.
Sotheby's Island?
Selling islands for $6 million. What's the quote? What did she say?
The gift of complete and total solitude. Goop. Who's Goop? Is
that's
she Goop?
That's the site.
I mean Goop.
Yes. I should say all of these gifts come from Goop.com, the Gwyneth Paltrow's website, the ridiculous list of what gifts, gift guides. The Goop gift guide. That's what it is.
I need more Goop.
You know, ridiculous.
Yeah.
What did I get? Over here, I got the Royal Spa at-home float tank. It's valued at $16,500. It's a pod for your pad. It looks like a large toilet that you lay in and float in your own home. LED lighting inside. And she says, the benefits of flotation therapy in the privacy of your home with Royal Spa residential float tank. Floating is a soothing way for you and your family to ease the stress caused by life's daily activities, and it features Bluetooth. So, I mean...
Oh, thank God. Then
really,
I can buy it.
Really cutting edge.
Her kids are like, Mom, I don't want to go in your tank.
Like, there's a door on this. Like, it looks like it closes. Like, you go in like a Bluetooth,
that's
like,
weird.
LED tank to float.
Has anyone ever done that?
I want to. It's like deprivation tank. Yeah, I have not,
so
but I don't want one in my home.
I would try it at a spa for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, but to close the door and lay in water, I don't know. Yeah.
It's a little claustrophobic.
It's like a tanning salon. Yeah. Does your head stick out the one end? I can't tell.
It looks like a toilet.
No, I think you're completely enclosed in there.
That's why the Bluetooth speaker is supposed to just be with yourself. Like, yeah. That kind of negates the point.
Nah.
I spend a lot of time with myself.
How much of that time are you floating?
I don't trust anything. I don't trust anything like this. If the electricity goes out and you're stuck in that pod.
Oh, yeah.
Bluetooth will be the least of your problems.
Do you remember it was like an I Know What You Did Last Summer? Yeah. And they locked him in the tanning bed?
Jennifer Love Hewitt, I was locked in the tanning bed.
I still know what you did last summer.
I still think about that. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
James, what did you receive from the Goop gift guide list by Gwyneth?
Well, you and Gwyneth know me so well because I'm a professional organizer. You got me a join and jointed shoe tree.
Oh.
It was like a giant Jenga.
Oh, yes.
But it's a shoe tree for $6,600.
Wow. That's kind of cheap, Gwyneth. I don't know.
I have a lot of shoes. It's fine. And her thing is, it's a show tree. Get it? Should I say one more time? It's a show tree. Get it?
What do you mean show? No, show. I don't.
I don't actually get it.
Like your shoes are on display. It's a show.
Well, storing shoes is always somewhat challenging in terms of space and aesthetic, which that is true. Designer Beatrix Onk says, I wanted to create a piece that is both storage and display. Mm. A totem pole shoebox stack.
Well, there you go. That is a perfect gift to you, James. You are a professional organizer.
I am, but I will not be telling anybody about this.
Shoe tree. Yeah. When I saw that, I said, that is really obnoxious. Mm-hmm. No, first of all, everyone has different shoe boxes. Who wants, I don't know, unless if you have like all like Louis Vuittons, like why do you want to see people's shoe boxes?
I don't know.
When you get a shoebox, isn't it a little beat up? And like, I don't know. I don't want anything. It's nothing I would want to display.
Nope.
So. I use them for my like junk drawers.
They're
the best.
Actually, that's a good thing for us. As an organizer, that's a good thing for junk drawers.
I make dioramas.
Jay, what did you receive from Gwyneth/me?
Okay, you went a little cheap on me this year. You went with the Judith Lieber Couture French Fries Rainbow Clutch. Ooh. This is $5,695. And the quote is, would you like some fries with that ball gown? So you guys can't tell, but it's like a purse that's a clutch that has French fries with a rainbow on it.
This is the ugliest thing. How much did I spend?
$5,695.
Why is a rainbow? Okay.
It's a French fry clutch. I don't understand. It's hard plastic, basically. It looks like hard plastic.
Yeah.
But it's beaded in Austrian crystals.
Ooh.
With the removable chain strap.
Bags are famous for being like those crystals. So if anyone's seen the Sex in the City, the first movie, when the little girl opens the cupcake purse and the cell phone's inside, that's a Judith Lieber.
That's true. That's true.
Well,
I mean, but wait,
I'll use it.
What location, like, where would you go where it would be appropriate to have a bag that looks like fries in a box?
McDonald's.
Ralph.
I feel like eccentric rich people go
but
to, like,
it reminds me of, like, a
balls.
Paris, when Paris was in her heyday, like, something Paris Hilton would have worn out, trying to make cool.
I
could see Lindsay Lohan, like, running out somewhere with, like, a crystallized French fry.
Yeah. Cigarette swan.
I just want Lindsay to be in this podcast.
Thank you. I know. Thank you for bringing her up.
Yeah.
Someone who doesn't need to hang it up. We need more from her.
Yes, we do.
Agreed.
Fern, what did you receive from Gwyneth
you
and Goop?
You got me a stuffed animal armchair.
That is the...
with it's flamingo stuffed animals sewn into... this chair.
Oh my god.
There's no other way to describe
it. Ugly.
The Icelandic sheepskin on the back works in perfect harmony with our contemporary furniture approach. It looks like, I thought it was an ice cream sundae. I was like, oh, perfect. Thank you.
No, but it literally is like small stuffed animals sewn into a chain.
Oh, Icelandic sheep.
It's bizarre, but I love it.
How much was it?
There's no price on it.
Oh, I mean,
no price can be put on this.
Right, yeah. Well, that's the thing. I will say, Gwyneth, this list was half-assed because almost half the stuff on this list was price by request. Mm-hmm. Well, what the hell good is that? So I clicked the link because I was like, no, I'm going to get the actual price for all these things. You literally can't get them. So I guess you have to get someone on the phone if you wanted to buy that chair. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to make an extra step to try
if
to get that chair.
You have to ask.
That's what
you can't afford.
That's
what
that's
all about.
They literally have, like, every type of animal, like monkeys, flamingos, what else do they have? They had, like, puppies, polar bears, and it's just, like, hundreds of them just sewn into an armchair. It's the most homely thing.
Oh, that's worse than I thought.
Wow. Me too. I don't know.
I like flamingos too.
Oh, wow. The picture
looks like
really
a bunch
something.
Of dead animals.
I encourage the listeners to Google this. It's very ugly.
That's what it was at first.
Short. I'm sorry. I think I gave you the worst gift.
Well, I love it.
And lastly, Mark, what did you get from Google?
Well, I'm trying not to take any hint from this, but to go with last year's $120 toothpaste, a silk toothbrush for $42.
Oh, yes.
42?
What's that?
$42?
42. But the toothpaste is $120, right. So I don't know if you have to use them in tandem or not.
Gwen,
it's
going to
cost
yes.
you for fresh breath. I should be rereading this?
Yeah, why not? What does it say?
Okay, it says, it is no coincidence that toothbrushes are said to have become widespread in France under the reign of Napoleon Bonaparte. Though a conqueror, the First Consul was quite painstaking when it came to personal care. His toothbrush accompanied him as part of his campaign essentials during the illustrious days of, and you're going to make me pronounce all these words.
No.
Okay, just to name a few.
Napoleon, toothbrush. I actually would love to brush with a silk toothbrush.
Ooh,
I think it'd be kind of nice. Mm-hmm. And then 2 years ago, she had a pump. That
I need to get a
pushed out. But it was like you pumped out the toothpaste, mm-hmm. and then last year she had something else tooth related. Oh, the toothpaste.
Yeah, there was
and
a toothpaste.
Now she had
yeah.
the toothbrush. I don't know what she's gonna do next.
Imagine spending all this time cutting up your friggin' Reese's Pieces and like or whatever, yeah. and then you gotta spend all this time pumping out your toothpaste. Yeah.
Like, sitting on a flamingo
in a submarine.
You're so rich and bored that you're like, I could use this. Like, come on.
There were more things on this list. One of them was an antique ladder for like thousands of dollars.
So why isn't she on that list? Most rich. Whatever.
Oh, I know, yeah. Right? Yeah, Gwyneth, where were you on the top celebrity earners? Where were you? I didn't see you on the list. Anyway, what more can we say? Thank you, Gwyneth.
Thank you.
And if you're looking
thank
for...
Thank you,
thanks,
Grant. Oh, you're welcome.
Love my
if you're
much.
Looking for a real good gift idea, head on over to harrys.com/grantsrants, where you can get some great razors for men, a man in your life, whoever, and make sure you go to harrys.com/grantsrants to get that $5 off deal, and, well, before the holidays and all of that, so it just gives you a little something extra. Let's take a look at... Barbara Walters Award 2017 for not knowing when to hang it up.
Drum roll.
All right, here are a few people. As they should probably start to think about hanging it up. I'm just going to say it. American Idol got one hit. And then who else was on here? Lena. Lena got one. I thought Lena was going to wipe the floor. I thought we were going to get her out of here. I guess we're going to have to live with her for another year, unfortunately. And... number five, Nicki Minaj. Number two, someone's mother voted.
Oh, my
wasn't
mom.
Here.
My mother hates her. Hates her. Did she like host or she was on American Idol?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's where she
yeah,
knows.
Yeah, her mom carries
from. She
yeah.
thought she had such an attitude.
Yeah, she did. She does.
Well, she
yeah,
was
for
Mariah.
Yeah. It's all coming back to me now.
In fourth place, Andy Cohen. I mean, you know, well, he's got two votes, but really, though, you know.
He can go.
Maybe it's time for him to be a little bit more humble.
Yeah.
Let's just say
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
You know, I think we can all... Maybe it's time to take that direction.
Yeah, great.
We can start a new podcast, The Humble Humo.
The Humble Humo. I like it.
There you go. You're welcome, yes. Andy.
Number three, the third position... Catch Me Outside, girl. With three votes against her. It's time. Now, there are more votes than there are people here because we need to have a little bit more fun. I mean, this isn't, you know, the election is behind us, so we need to have some fun in these dark times. So, you know, that's yes. why the number, if anyone's counting.
Yeah, don't count.
Yeah, don't count. But yeah, that Catch Me Outside, girl, really, it's time. I mean, she had her 1 year, and it sucks for her because all this happened in the beginning of the year. So at this point, she really is forgotten. So
she has a record deal, and I mean, oh yeah, like a million or $2 million record deal, something crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah,
awful.
It comes down to the top two. The runner-up for the Barbara Walters Award for not knowing when to hang it up is the Barbara Walters.
Oh man.
She alluded the title.
I wanted her to win this. I was going to rig this one. Do it. And that leaves us with number one.
Announcing the recipient for the Barbara Walters Award for not knowing when to hang it up.
The Real Housewives of Orange
yes.
County, Vicki right. Gunvalson, Tamara Judge,
yeah.
time to hang
yeah.
it up.
But isn't that kind of making Andy Cohen hang it up?
Too? Oh, yeah.
Simultaneously.
A little bit. Yeah.
Right, isn't that his show?
Yeah.
I mean, he thinks it is.
Mistake.
Oh.
Shady. More Scott on that one.
So, honestly, I mean, yes, I think many of the listeners of this show being such big Housewives fans would agree that perhaps OC, you know, the feud, the season, it's time to hang it up. Welcome to the rants. Hey, rants. It's Blake from another one who's been on all the shows. Hey, Blake. Hey, Blake. Blake, come in here real quick.
Okay.
We're going to fill you in. We want your thoughts. Just as an extra vote.
I'm ready to give them.
As an extra vote. Before we wrap this up, who do you think needs to wrap it up? Who do you think needs to hang it up? They're getting the Barbara Walters Award. The nominees are Nicki Minaj, Andy Cohen, Catch Me Outside Girl, Barbara Walters, OC Housewives, Vicky and Tamara, American Idol, Lena Dunham.
Well, there's like a few on that list, actually.
Yeah. You get more than one vote.
I'm gonna say Nicki Minaj.
Oh, okay. Well,
I'm
not
feeling her recently. I feel like we've enjoyed her, and then like maybe we need like just a little break.
Yeah. You know? Well, Nicki Minaj now joins a tie with Barbara Walters herself and Catch Me Outside Girl, so it's not looking good for any of them. So that will do it, guys. Thank you for joining me for the holiday rants. Head on over to Head on over to Goop if you want to buy any of these ridiculous items.
I'll be reselling mine on eBay.
Well, from all of us here at Grant's Rants, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and all that good stuff. We'll be back in the new year. My grandmother will join us to set us straight. She's coming back to Rants and give us her thoughts on how we should be living in 2018. So get ready for that. That and more. As always, I love you for listening. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. I'm gonna grab my clutch and go.
I love your grandma.
This has been Grant's Rants. Holiday cover art created by Marissa Serafini. Holiday music composed by George Masso. The Grant Michael Collection 2017.